Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi elected as leader of Lok Sabha, BJP and NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously. Prime Minister terms NDA alliance as the most successful in India's history, says it is committed to the basic spirit of Nation First. Rahul Gandhi gets bail in defamation case filed by Karnataka BJP. RBI keeps the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, raises GDP growth forecast to 7.2% for the next fiscal year. In wrestling, India's Aman Sherawat clinches silver medal at Budapest Ranking Series 2024. And in French Open tennis, men's single semi-final matches to be played this evening in Paris. NDA Parliamentary Party has unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh moved a proposal to elect Mr. Modi as NDA leader, and it was supported by the leaders of all NDA constituents. Mr. Modi has also been elected as a leader of BJP, the Lok Sabha, and BJP Parliamentary Party. Proposing the name of Mr. Modi, Rajnath Singh said that he is the most suitable person for these posts. He said that this alliance is not a compulsion, but it is a commitment.
जहाँ तक मेरी जानकारी है मित्रों, लोकतांत्रिक देशों में पूरे विश्व में तीसरी बार यह अवसर यदि किसी को प्राप्त हो रहा है तो हमारी एनडीए को यह अवसर प्राप्त और साथियों हम लोग सौभाग्यशाली हैं कि मोदी जी जैसा एक जन कल्याणकारी और संवेदनशील प्रधानमंत्री हम लोगों को मिलने जा रहा है.
Supporting the proposal, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said this is not only the wish of the leaders sitting in the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, but of 140 crore people of this country. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said, Prime Minister Modi has worked with full dedication to ensure that the country is prosperous and becomes a superpower. TDP Chief Chandrababu Naidu said NDA government under the visionary leadership of Narendra Modi has taken significant initiatives in the last 10 years. He said the country has witnessed remarkable progress and transformation.
Today, India is having a right leader, right time. That is Narendra Modi. This is a very good opportunity for India. If we miss now, we will miss forever. That is where we are having wonderful opportunity.
Expressing his support to Prime Minister Modi, Bihar CM and JDU President Nitish Kumar said that it is a very good thing that all of us have come together. And now we will work together under Narendra Modi's leadership.
मैं आपका अभिनंदन करता हूँ और आपके नेतृत्व में सब लोग काम करेंगे, सब लोग चलेंगे, सब पार्टी के लोग. मैं उनका भी अभिनंदन करता हूँ और यही कहूँगा कि हम सब लोग इनके साथ रहेंगे और एक साथ होकर के जो कुछ भी करेंगे इनकी बात को मानते हुए हम लोग आगे चलेंगे.
Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, NDA is not a group of parties that have come together for power, but it is an alliance committed to work with the spirit of Nation First. He said NDA is the most successful alliance in India's history, and our aim will be to reach unanimity in all decisions. Mr. Modi said, today the people of the country have given NDA an opportunity to serve them by forming the government in 22 states.
NDA ko kareeb kareeb 3 दशक ho chuke hain. विविधता से भरे हुए अपनी लोकतांत्रिक और सामाजिक रचना के बीच में ये 3 दशक की यात्रा एक बहुत बड़ी मजबूती का संदेश. और मैं आज बड़े गर्व के साथ कहता हूँ, एक समय वो था कि संगठन के कार्यकर्ता के रूप में इस अलायंस का हिस्सा था और आज सदन में बैठ करके आपके साथ काम करते करते ये सबसे सफल अलायंस है.
Mr. Modi said the NDA government will focus on good governance, development, minimum interference in the lives of common citizens. He said in the last 10 years, the NDA has worked to take the country to new heights of success. Mr. Modi said a common thing that exists amongst all the leadership pillars of NDA is good governance. Mr. Modi also thanked all his allies.
साथियों, मेरा बहुत सौभाग्य है कि NDA के नेता के रूप में आप सब साथियों ने सर्वसम्मति से चुन करके मुझे एक नया दायित्व दिया है और इसके लिए मैं आपका बहुत बहुत आभारी हूँ. आज जब आप मुझे फिर से एक बार ये दायित्व देते हैं, इसका मतलब है कि हम दोनों के बीच आपस में विश्वास का सेतु इतना मजबूत है.
BJP President JP Nadda said NDA got the majority in the Lok Sabha elections for the third consecutive year. He said the success we got in Odisha and Andhra Pradesh is praiseworthy. Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Anurag Singh Thakur, LGPR Chief Chirag Paswan, NCP Leader Ajit Pawar, RLD Chief Jayant Chaudhary, Jansana Chief Pawan Kalyan, Apna Dal S Leader Anupriya Patel, JDS Leader HD Kumaraswamy, among others present in the meeting. Janata Dal United President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today chaired parliamentary party meeting at his residence in New Delhi. JDU's Lalan Singh, Sanjay Kumar Jha, Ajay Kumar Mandal, Vijay Lakshmi Kushwaha, Kushalendra Kumar, Ramnath Thakur, Devesh Chandra Thakur, Sunil Kumar, Lovely Anand, Giridhari Yadav, Anil Hegre were among other leaders who attended the meeting. Meanwhile, the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas also held a parliamentary party meeting in the national capital. In the meeting, National President Chirag Paswan was chosen as the leader of the parliamentary committee of the party. Lok Sabha Secretariat is developing Prerna Stal in the Parliament House complex, and all the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters of the country have been installed in this. Earlier, these statues were installed at different parts of the complex. We have more from a correspondent.
After the construction of the new Parliament building, an action plan has been made for landscaping and beautification of Parliament complex so that the complex could be made grand and attractive. The Prerna Stal is being developed in such a way that visitors coming to visit the Parliament complex could easily see these statues and take inspiration from lives and philosophy of these leaders. Lok Sabha Secretariat said, due to location at different places in the Parliament complex, visitors were not able to view these statues conveniently. In this Prerna Stal, arrangements are also being made to provide detailed information to the visitors through modern technology regarding the lives and contributions of these leaders. This is Pallavi Parmar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The notification for election to three seats of Radha Sabha in Kerala has been issued. The tenure of the CPI leader Vinay Vishwam, CPIM leader Elamaram Karim and KCM leader Josh Kemani is ending on the 1st of July. Notification for bipoll to one seat from Maharashtra in the Rajya Sabha was also issued yesterday. The seat has been vacant due to resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. Nominations can be filed for the seats in Kerala and Maharashtra till the 13th of this month. Polling will be held on the 25th of June. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. A Bangalore court has given conditional bail to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today. The bail is against his allegations made against the previous BJP government in the state, accusing it of being the 40% government. Rahul Gandhi was summoned to the court hall today, where the conditional bail was granted and the case was posted for next hearing on the 30th of June. BJP member of Legislative Council B.S. Keshav Prasad had filed the case against Rahul Gandhi for falsely accusing the BJP government of being corrupt through a social media post on X before the assembly elections in Karnataka. The Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Deputy Chief Minister and State Congress President D.K. Shivakumar are also granted bail by the court in the same case. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50% for the 8th time in a row. Consequently, the Standing Deposit Facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the Marginal Standing Facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The decisions were taken by a 4-2 majority. The MPC also decided by a majority of 4 out of 6 members to remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to ensure that inflation progressively aligns to the target while supporting growth. The Monetary Policy Committee MPC met on the 5th, 6th and 7th of June. While announcing the rationale of the decisions, the RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that the inflation growth balance is moving favorably.
The GDP growth projection, we have increased it from 7% to 7.2%, and the inflation projection, the average for the year, we have retained it at 4% as 4.5% as it was in the last MPC meeting.
Indian benchmark indices climbed after opening lower today following the RBI's decision to hold the benchmark interest rates unchanged. Sensex was trading 1,349 points, up 1.8%, at 72,437, while the Nifty soared 382 points or 1.68% at 23,203 when reports last came in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that his government focused on qualitative changes in the education sector over the past decade. His statement comes after the country registered the highest growth in university representation among G20 nations in QS World University Rankings. India saw an increase of 318% from 11 universities in the 2015 edition of this ranking to 46 in the 2025 edition. In a social media post, the Prime Minister complimented the students, faculty and institutions for their hard work and dedication. He reiterated his commitment to do more to boost research and innovation during his third term. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has extended an invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Ukraine at a convenient time. The invitation came during a phone conversation between the two leaders, where Zelensky congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his recent election victory and wished for the swift formation of the government, expressing his desire for continued productive collaboration for the benefit of the Indian people. President Zelensky highlighted the importance of India's participation in the upcoming Global Peace Summit. He also emphasized the significance of India's engagement at the highest level. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued yellow alert warning for rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over many parts of the country, including central and southern regions, for the next 4 days. The IMD said southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of central Arabian Sea, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Telangana, coastal Andhra Pradesh and most parts of West Bengal. The IMD also forecasts that the conditions are favorable for further advancement of southwest monsoon into some parts of South Chhattisgarh, South Odisha and remaining parts of West Bengal to the next 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, in Delhi, the IMD predicted dust storms and thunderstorms for the next 2 days. The maximum temperature in the national capital is likely to hover around 43 degrees Celsius today. In wrestling, India's Aman Sherawat clinched a silver medal at the Budapest Ranking Series 2024 in Hungary last evening. Aman lost his final bout to the World Championships silver medalist Rei Higuchi of Japan, 111 via technical superiority in the men's freestyle 57kg category. The silver medal will help Aman to boost his ranking for the upcoming Paris Olympics. In the French Open tennis, men's single semi-final matches will be played in Paris, France this evening. In the first semi-final, third-seeded Carlos Alcaraz Garcia of Spain will take on the second-seeded Yannick Sinner of Italy. While in the second semi-final, 7-seed Casper Ruud of Norway will face the 4th-seeded Alexander Zverev of Germany. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Anders Antonsen of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinals at the Indonesia Open Badminton in Jakarta, Indonesia this afternoon. Sen defeated Kenta Nishimoto of Japan in straight games 21-9, 21-15 in the pre-quarters yesterday. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, host United States stunned the former champions Pakistan by 5 runs in a thrilling super over last night, electing to field first newcomers USA, restricted Pakistan to 159 for 7, and then matched the score with a loss of 3 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over, USA scored 18 for the loss of 1 wicket, and Pakistan could manage only 13 runs for 1. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi elected as leader of Lok Sabha, BJP and NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously. Prime Minister terms NDA alliance as the most successful in India's history, says it is committed to the basic spirit of nation first. Rahul Gandhi gets bail in defamation case filed by Karnataka BJP. RBI caps repo rate unchanged at 6.5%, raises GDP growth forecast to 7.2% for the next fiscal year. In wrestling, India's Aman Sherawat clinches silver medal at the Budapest Ranking Series 2024. And in the French Open tennis men's singles, semi-final matches to be played this evening in Paris. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.